Call for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's the director of WJLA7 Call for Action and your host, Shirley Rooker.
Car insurance rates are up, way up. As a matter of fact, 22% from a year ago. Now that puts a real strain on the family budget. Combine that with inflation and all the other things that are going on in our world, and it really does make a difference to families. So we're going to examine some of the causes for the continuing raise in the rates, but we're also going to look at ways that you can actually save some money. And some of them may surprise you. There's some really good tips. And we're going to get those tips from Mike McCartan. He is with Joseph W. McCartan Insurance. And Mike, welcome to Of Consuming Interest.
I'm glad to be back.
Listen, it's a really, car insurance is necessary. I know that. I mean, I wouldn't drive around in a vehicle that didn't have insurance. So, but you know, the pocketbook strain there is can be very severe, particularly some of younger families with children and young drivers. So there are a lot of things that we can talk about. But let's just briefly tell our listeners some of the factors that are contributing to this significant up in our rates.
Well, I think the number one issue is severity. Average claim costs in 2022 were up about 16%. And for the first time, the average claim was over $10,000. And I think if you kind of think about the vehicles that we drive today, they've gotten a lot more complicated, more sophisticated. They're computers on wheels. We've got sensors in the front, the back. We have computers that can control the engine and the fuel injection. We have cameras. It's just a lot more expensive to repair a car today. And then you throw in some supply chain issues. It takes longer to get certain parts to repair vehicles. That's gotten a little bit better. We have labor shortages in the auto industry. There's not enough people out there to repair cars. So that drives up the amount of time that a car might be unusable by the insured, which ultimately drives up the cost of a rental vehicle. We provide you with a rental vehicle generally when your car is being repaired. So what might have been a 2 or 3 day repair might be 10 days. And for the first time in a lot of years in 2022, fatalities increased. Fatalities have been on the decline for years. We mandated seat belts. We have anti-lock brakes. I mean, there's a lot of different safety features in vehicles now that airbags that help protect vehicle occupants. And that trend shifted mainly because we're building bigger and heavier vehicles.
Well, of course, electric vehicles weigh thousands of pounds, some of them thousands of pounds more than a regular gas-powered vehicle. So I guess that's a big factor in there, too. And more of them are being put on the roads, so people are driving them. All of those factors are significant. And I think the complexity of cars today, I got a new car last year, the first time in like 12 years. You tend to drive them into the ground, Mike, but it's got more bells and whistles than I care to think about. I'll probably never learn what all those little devices mean. But at any rate, it just says that if I have an accident, it's going to make my car much more expensive to repair. And, you know, I hadn't really thought about that. I was just looking and thinking, contributing it to inflation. But it's a host of features that we're talking about here. So having said that, there are some steps that we can take to make our rates a little bit lower. And I did a little bit of research. Some of the things are easy. Some of them are things that people may have not thought about. But let's go over, since we know what some of the things are that cause the rates to go up. What are some of the things that we can do to reduce our insurance rates? And the one thing that I do want to mention that I want people to think about, and that is their credit rating, because that can be tied to your insurance rates, can it?
That is correct. It varies by states. Maryland does not allow it, but many states do. So good credit can certainly be a factor that drives the cost of your insurance.
Okay, so keep that in mind, people, when you're running up those credit bills and not being able to pay off your debts, it'll increase your car insurance. And I know some states forbid you companies from using that factor, but there are others that don't. So wherever you are listening to this, you may want to consider what is your credit rating? What does your credit score look like? And if you can improve it, that may help your insurance rates. And I bet a lot of people didn't know that. I didn't think about it until I read it somewhere, Mike. Okay, well, let's take a look at some of the things that we would typically tell people to do. And the first thing, of course, would be to shop around. Would that be right? And because there can be a vast difference of rates. And then, of course, there's what are you going to cover? So let's talk about some of those things.
Well, the best thing to do is to call an independent insurance agent and let them, most independent or all independent agents work for multiple companies, and they can, they'll gather your information and based on what they learn from you can shop it with multiple carriers. Shopping to other carriers is a good start. Make sure you compare coverages, make sure you're getting the coverages that you need. And in some cases, you may improve on your coverages. In some cases, you may find that somebody's going to quote less than what you had to get you where you need to be. Bundle, the number one biggest saving is put all your insurance in one place with one company, home, auto, everything. That's the number one driver of savings. And then the next thing is take the highest deductible that you can reasonably afford.
That's deductible, meaning that if my car is in an accident, then what I pay would be more significant than what I could have had as a deduction. So let's say that I have a $500 deduction, and if I up that to $1,000, that's going to make a big difference in my rates.
Yes, especially on a more expensive car. So a higher deductible will save you money. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And that's one of the things. As a matter of fact, I think people, consumers who are looking and trying to reduce their rates, make a list of these things that we're talking about and check them out with your insurance company. Go to your broker and find out what the story is and where you can save. And one of the other things that, aside from credit, which was, I had forgotten about that truthfully, but checking around and the bundling, that's a very important and significant thing to do. But would that also include things like life insurance?
Some carriers offer a discount for having your life insurance there too. If they, not all carriers, you know, write life insurance too, but certainly like a lot of companies do. And another option is, and not everybody is feels comfortable about this because you feel like Big Brother is watching, but there are, you can put tracking devices on your vehicle or through your phone that tracks your driving habits, hard braking, start, stop, speed limit, things like that. So if you're willing to allow the insurance company to sort of snoop on you, there can be additional discounts for that.
You're listening to Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. We're talking with Mike McCartan of Joseph W. McCartan Insurance, and we're talking about car insurance and the significant up of the rates that has been going on in the last year. What are some of the things that you can do? And there are some things that you can do. So before we took the break, Mike, you were saying that what you could do is put a tracker on your car. So this allows the insurance company to keep track of your driving habits. But, you know, hey, wait a minute, that may boomerang if they don't like the way you're driving. If your rabbity jump starts and fast braking and a lot of things like speeding. So, and there's a sharing of information because they're tracking you. So do you really want to do that? And what are the returns really worth it to you? That's the question you want to ask, isn't it?
Yes. And some companies might not, they might base it more on the mileage you drive. Of course, that can go both ways too. You could be saying you're driving X and they track and you're driving 3X. That's going to make a difference. But they're going to, for the more significant discounts, they're going to be looking at your speed, your hard braking, and things like that.
Because that's whether or not you're more likely to be in an accident. I guess that would be the thing that would give you, that could be one of the factors which determines what causes accidents.
Yes. And also, I mean, your driving record is a big driver of rates. So to avoiding tickets and accidents, I mean, you can't always avoid an accident, but you can certainly control the speed of the vehicle. I mean, those are big factors in driving rates.
Okay, so that's one of the real important things to keep in mind. Let's talk about when you have a younger driver that you're adding to the policy. Now, are there restrictions that can be put on the younger driver that will help your insurance rates? Or what should a parent who wants their teenager to start driving, what are some of the things that you would advise them to do to keep the rates within reason? Because I that does add to the insurance rate, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Younger drivers are more expensive. They're more expensive because they're more prone to get in accidents because of their inexperience. You can put a geo fence on them through their phone. There are some companies that, again, back to trackers, will put a tracker just for a young driver that puts time limits, when they can be, out and about, or puts a geo fence about where they can go. So there are some options to reduce the premium some, but again, it gets back to how much do you want somebody prying into your business?
Right, exactly. Well, how much does that teenager want their parents to know where they've been? Yeah, which I guess they could perhaps get. I don't know. I don't know how that information is shared. But I do know that it could be a very sensitive issue, and I'm not big on trackers. But at any rate, that is a choice that a parent could make. Now, if they put a tracker on a car, do you know the answer to this? Would it be for the entire usage of the vehicle? There couldn't be something that a parent just keys in to say, this is when my son is driving? Or I don't know, is there anything? Or it would be for the whole family? It would be for the general use of the car, wouldn't it?
Well, if it's attached to the car, it's going to be the general use of the car, but you can certainly, a lot of this technology goes through the phone now. So they use the phone. Of course, then that runs into the issue. Somebody might leave their phone somewhere intentionally, uh-huh. But the best way for a parent is through their child's phone.
Ah, yes. Well, that's up to the parent and the child. So yes. We're not going to meddle into that anymore, I don't think. There are going to be a lot of kids out there not going to be happy with us telling their parents what to do. At any rate, okay. Now, what about your driving record and all of that are also real factors in this, aren't they? If you are a safe driver, you could get a discount for that. What are some of the other things that can give your rates, make your rates go down just a little bit?
Well, I think we've kind of covered them. That number one is your driving record, accidents, tickets. We mentioned credit, or they also call it an insurance score, but it's kind of tied to your credit. Putting all your insurance with one company, higher deductibles. Also, I mean, most cars come with the standard safety devices, but airbags, anti-lock braking, those are all alarms. Those are all things that you can get a discount for that will help drive down the cost of your insurance.
So a new car, if it's got a more safety features, you got to make sure your insurance company knows that along with they'll probably know it when you tell them what's the make and model of your new vehicle, whether it's new or used.
It would come through with a VIN number. I mean, I certainly would still point it out, but most of that, probably 90% of the time, we're going to gather your safety devices through your vehicle identification number.
Aha. Okay. So that's tied to the DMV this is new to me. You mean my car VIN number is going to tell you how I drive?
It doesn't tell you how you drive, but it tells you that 17-digit number, but tells us what safety features are in your vehicle. So we know, we would know the year, make, model, and what was included in that car most of the time, not always, but most of the time.
Okay, I hear you. Yeah, those are the things that you want your insurance company to know and that you're supposed to inform them about anyway. So that's very reasonable advice. Now, when we talk about using your car, the ways you use your car can also make a difference in your insurance rates. I mean, I know, for example, someone whose daughter was driving for a delivery service, a food delivery service, and actually it was her first trip for them. She had picked up food at a restaurant and was taking it to a customer and had an accident on the way. But anyway, the net result of it was her insurance company said she was using the car for commercial purposes and she didn't have insurance on it when it was being used for that purpose. I'm Shirley Rooker. You're tuned into the Federal News Network. We are talking to Mike McCartan with Joseph W. McCartan Insurance. And we're talking about car insurance because of the significant raise in the rates that's gone on in the last year, 22% up. And Mike has told us about some of the factors that go into that, including the complexity of cars and the difficulty in repairing them. And of course, it takes longer. That means rental cars are going to be out on loan longer and so on. But at any rate, let's talk about this issue of using your car as in a delivery way. Now, that's not what cars are usually used for, but it has in recent years. Lots of popular delivery services have sprung up, and a lot of them came about during COVID because we didn't want to go out. So what's the advice, Mike, that you would give to someone who wants to start using or is using their vehicle for deliveries for a commercial product?
Don't do it until you call your independent agent or whoever insures your car. You need to call your independent agent. You need to call, if you're with a direct writer, a Geico or somebody like that, you need to pick up the phone, call them, say, this is what I'd like to do. What do I need to do? And some companies will not allow it, so they can tell you no. And other companies, there's an endorsement that can be added generally for an additional charge, but it fixes the problem in advance. Whereas in your example, somebody thought it'd be no problem and they ended up with some pretty significant out-of-pocket expenses.
Absolutely. That was, and with a young girl who was trying to pay off some college bills and continuing her education, really sad incident, but there was nothing that Call for Action could do to help her because the facts were not on her side. And I don't think she even realized it. And I don't know whether delivery services let their drivers know that they really have to talk to their insurance company before they stop driving to protect themselves. Is that something, do you have any idea whether or not these delivery companies tell their drivers this?
Well, I'm sure it's in the paperwork. I don't know how aggressive they are about it. It certainly would be to their advantage to point out that you need to make a phone call to your insurance company because it would precludes a lot of back and forth hassles about, who's responsible for what. And it also, it's just not good PR when you get into a situation like that. So if they're not aggressive, they need to be more aggressive. I know as an agency owner that we put out in our newsletters or in some other PR pieces we do a couple times a year pointing out, your kid's going away to college, make sure you have a chat with them that don't start doing Uber Eats at college for a little bit of extra spending money without calling me and having a discussion.
Yeah, and it probably isn't going to be that expensive to put a rider on your policy. Do you have any idea what those costs might be?
I don't know exact numbers. It's gotten more expensive because they have more data and there's more incidents. I mean, the rideshare company, it depends on what happens and when it happens. If, at some point their insurance kicks in, once you turn the app on or once a client has gotten in the car, the coverage goes to them. But so it's not, it's not 100% on you, but you still need to, you need to have the discussion and you need to put the endorsement on there that provides the coverage if your company's willing to do it. Not every company will do it.
And if your service company that you're driving for doesn't provide it, I suspect some of them may at this point, but I don't know that for a fact. And it's certainly the question that you need to ask before you start driving for any company. There's got to be a contract. As you said, it's probably in the fine print where you need the magnifying glass, Mike. I wonder how many people totally read contracts these days. But at any rate, it's an interesting proposition. But, you know, the one thing that is going on here, the insurance companies seem to be making a ton of money, no matter if their costs are going up for everything. I was just reading some figures saying that the insurance companies seem to be doing a booming business these days with their income significantly increasing. Stockholders love that. Not sure that the consumers do. Anyway, that's just a side note there. And I'm not begrudging anybody making money, but is this sometimes this is why it's important to shop around and find out who gives you the best rates?
Well, I read the same article you read. I think that the numbers
it was in the it was in the Washington Times the other day.
Yes, it's a little misleading because obviously, you know, when companies take rate, at some point it does lead to higher profits. But I think what they said is their profits are up 50%, but they didn't necessarily say that their profit the year before was 1%, and that's what grew by 50%. I mean, in 2022, the insurance industry lost $33 billion on auto insurance alone. And so what, and I'm not, the profits have improved, profits are up. 23 was a much better year for investment income. So in 22, not only did they lose $33 billion in money, but as I'm sure you're aware, anybody that had a 401k or any investments in equities, the year did not end well for your equity account. So I think we're near the end of these rate increases. I think part the good news is frequency did not necessarily increase a lot. It's more of a severity issue. Companies have they're getting ahead of these rate increases. I think in the article you read, one of the insurers, an executive for one of the insurers, said we feel pretty good about where we are. And I think that you know, she was thinking she's at the end of their company's rate increases or very close to it. So we are gaining on it, and hopefully they will at least be much smaller. And at some point, you know, they go up, they go down. I'm not going to say they're going to go back to where they
Thank
were,
you.
But they.
You know, I appreciate you putting that into context because you're absolutely right. And I hadn't even thought about that. So that's why we talked to you, Mike, because you are our expert. And I really hadn't thought about the fact that their profits were down so much before and the loss in the industry. Yeah, I know the insurance industry was hard hit by much of the flooding and some of the storms and stuff. Well, Mike, you put it in perspective again for us, and we really do thank you. We've been talking to Mike McCartan, who's with Joseph W. McCartan Insurance, who are independent brokers. And we really do thank you, Mike. This is so important that people can save money on their insurance. They just need to shop around, take a hard look at it. And I'm Shirley Rooker, and we thank you for joining us.
Of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by WJLA 7 Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.